Imagine diving into the depths of the ocean. As you go farther and farther down, the lack of light, sound, and space can feel all-consuming. Jill Heinerth has dived into the unknown countless times during her more than 30 years as a professional cave diver.
I think cave diving is something that not a lot of people know about. Not a lot of people understand that there are spaces beneath their feet, maybe beneath a shopping mall, maybe beneath a bowling alley or their own community where I might be swimming.
Throughout her career, Heinerth has worked with scientists, biologists, researchers, and even as a consultant for film directors shooting underwater.
Even if they're fictional movies, it's really fun to expose people to the beauty of the underwater world. James Cameron is an absolutely incredible diver, but I had the opportunity to take him on his first cave dive and show him the environment that was so exciting to me. And he was just really, really into it the whole dive. I could just see him looking around and thinking about how he could shoot things to really make it look spectacular.
These beautiful and largely undiscovered underwater cave systems are expansive and can sometimes be hundreds of miles long and thousands of feet deep. Heinerth has explored caves across the world and in 1998 was part of the first team to 3D map an entire underwater cave system in Florida. On a separate expedition for National Geographic, she traveled to Antarctica to lead a dive team inside the massive submerged B-15 iceberg.
Nearly 20 years ago, the largest piece of ice in recorded history broke away from the Antarctic Ross Ice Shelf. It was the size of Jamaica, and traveling inside of an iceberg is extremely dangerous, but it's also beautiful. We entered through a fissure crack in the ice that was basically carved by meltwater that would stream down and kind of exaggerate the cracks in the ice. And we followed this deep down and inside and then beneath the iceberg itself. And what an amazing place. So it was a really dangerous project, but incredible, you know, a real landmark in my career, an opportunity to go to a place that nobody had ever been before.
But exploring these complex underwater systems can be a dangerous undertaking.
Inside an iceberg is an incredibly dynamic environment. So the iceberg is continuing to crack and break, and the environment is changing constantly. We also experienced some unbelievably strong tidal currents inside this berg. Currents so strong that it was literally ripping apart the iceberg and also pinning us down inside, making it difficult to get out. And I also want to highlight the fact that we people that are involved in this endeavor are actually very careful and risk averse. Although it's a dangerous environment, we're constantly trying to reduce risk.
Heinerth says that while cave diving is dangerous, it's more than just about the adrenaline rush. The discoveries made during these dives are important to gaining a greater understanding of our planet and what's happening to it.
I don't want people to think that it's something that you do for adrenaline thrills. It's not like just jumping out of an airplane for that high, that thrill. There's so much more to it that's contributing to important science that I think is really important. I feel like I'm that canary in the coal mine saying, hey, you know, look here. You know, there's some things that I'm seeing that are extremely worrying about climate change and water issues.
All of the water on Earth is interconnected. The pollutants we throw into landfills soaks into the ground and ultimately ends up in our water systems, damaging ecosystems and our water supply.
In terms of caves, in the course of my career, I've seen both the quantity of water that's coming out of the ground reduce and the quality of that water reduce. So we're using more water from our groundwater resources than is being replenished by rain right now. And so that's worrying because groundwater is an important filtered drinking water resource. When I get out into the oceans, I'm seeing a decline of fish population and biodiversity. I'm seeing a degradation of water quality, an increase in algae that cause blooms and dead zones. And then, of course, the acidification and plastification of our oceans. So mankind is having an enormous effect on our water resources. And None of us can survive for more than 3 days without clean, clear water. So this is very, very important.
Hynerth hopes her work as an explorer opens people's eyes to the beauty of the world and how important it is that we preserve and protect it.
When I'm inside an underwater cave, I like to tell people that I'm swimming inside the veins of Mother Earth. So I am literally swimming through the lifeblood of the planet, that water system that feeds humanity and wildlife and agriculture and everything that drives all of the industries that we need to survive. So it's almost a spiritual, very primal experience for me, and it's full of wonder.
As a world-renowned cave diver, Hynerth hopes her success is an example to other women that they too can push past the limits of fear and stereotypes to achieve their dreams.
Cave diving obviously is a real niche sport, and it is certainly male-dominated. I guess I would say to women that there's really nothing in terms of, you know, career aspirations that we should ever be limited from pursuing, that it's a matter of working hard, and certainly there will sometimes be forces working against you, but dream big and chase whatever you think is impossible. Just take a small step at a time to get there, and it will be extremely rewarding.
To find out more about Jill Hynerth and her new book, Into the Planet, My Life as a Cave Diver, visit our website at viewpointsradio.org. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Viewpoints Radio and subscribe and listen to our show anytime, wherever you listen to podcasts. This segment is written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-835-1478. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-835-1478. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-835-1478. That's 1-800-835-1478.
Thank you for listening to Viewpoints Radio, a production of Media Tracks Communications. If you enjoyed this broadcast, please support our show by subscribing, sharing it with a friend, and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. You can find more Viewpoints stories on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and viewpointsonline.net. Also, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Viewpoints Radio.
Coming up on Viewpoints.
It's a little mind-boggling that this is still a trend worldwide.
Why are millions of women still whitening their skin? Then.
So they were just like, here, just take some medication and you'll feel better, which I did not.
One soldier's story of being raped while abroad and how the military responded. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.